Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, it is something like 12 hours until the Video Game Awards, something that we always look forward to each year, and especially in a year when E3's kind of taken a bit of a year off. It seems like this year's Game Awards are going to be the place when all sorts of things get announced, and me and you always love a little bit of you never know this might happen energy. So we're going to dive in head first. Two things that are pretty much confirmed are Dragon Age 4 getting a new trailer. BioWare have talked about that. Ninja Gaiden Sigma Trilogy has also been spotted over on Extra Life for both the PS4 and the Switch. So there's something that seems, you can just kind of take them as something that we're going to be seeing. But Jeff Keighley's been out there saying, look, there's 12 to 15 new projects about to be shown off. So we've rounded up all the latest rumors and leaks and ting to get stuck into. So which one do you want to start with?
Well, Scott, I want to start, right? Because the thing I love about these videos is not only that I get to spend some time with you, but it's the fact that we can go as mad as possible. Normally, when we do rumor videos, we do things that kind of could come true. But here, we can go completely wild and just go for our wildest ideas, anything that we've seen. And I'm going to start with an absolute wild card, which is Silent Hill, because I'm sick of talking about it, Scott Tilford, but it keeps coming up and it just won't die.
It has to happen.
Even though the creator of Silent Hill itself left Sony very recently, this thing just doesn't stop. Apparent insiders keep talking about a project coming, it being a Sony exclusive. We've been talking about it literally all year. We must have done about 5 videos on it by now, because the thing just won't die. Like, a few weeks ago, we had that other burst about Silent Hills, the Hideo Kojima produced game that was obviously cancelled by Konami back in the day. Apparently that's back, could be announced at the Video Game Awards. I don't know whether it's going to be true, but it kind of like Arkham back in the day. If it doesn't happen tonight, I might just stop believing in it and stop talking about it until it actually gets officially announced. You know what I mean?
We'll definitely do another Silent Hill confirmed video at the start of 2021 if it doesn't 100%. Come out tonight. But I mean, it has been talked about a hell of a lot. Hideo Kojima, obviously. There was that whole thing where Kojima himself tweeted out like, oh, hey, I'm just working on my next project. And people zoomed in and realized that the thing that was on the piece of paper was the word Hills or Silent Hills or something. So it's like, it has been talked about a lot. Junji Ito seems to be involved as well, who's sort of a prolific horror artist, I think, or a conceptual artist. And it seems like they're rolling him in as well. Another thing, which it seems like a dead cert, because someone is staking their entire reputation on it, is the Metal Gear Solid remake. This came from a podcast called Moore's Law is Dead, who said that they've been speaking to multiple insiders, and apparently, according to them, they were like, it's definitely happening, it's been in development for the last 3 years, over at Bluepoint Studios, or whatever the developer's called, and we're apparently getting the Metal Gear Solid remake. The part of that whole leak was that it was scheduled to be shown off at the Game Awards, so I guess all of this stuff, it's always the thing where sometimes Mr. Jeff Keighley, because obviously he used to do this stuff before he, you know, got on the presenting side of things, I think he sees what rumors are doing the rounds and then just sort of says, we'll do that later. Like, there was a year when Alien was practically leaked, like the next Alien game was practically leaked, and we knew it was coming, and he even tweeted about it saying like, hey, all of you Fox fans, look forward to this, and then it was something completely different. And so I think he's a little bit cheeky with it.
He's a sneaky little lad, isn't he? I like him. Good fan. He always likes playing with our expectations every single time.
Because, usually that stuff leads, hopefully that stuff leads to, you know, awesome announcements and whatever. The only other thing to throw in here is that apparently the Metal Gear Solid 1 remake will have Metal Gear 5 style controls. So if they can make it anywhere near as snappy as Phantom Pain, then that would be incredible.
It would be, Scott. And you know what? I was trying to think about what Sony in particular had for this showing, because they've already announced so much stuff. They've got so many games that are already out there. God of War, Horizon, you know, Ratchet and Clank. I'm sure we'll see more about that, like a release date or whatever. But Metal Gear would be a nice ace up the sleeve, I think, and really sort of bring the house down, especially if you got your first look at it, like all done up, Metal Gear Solid 5 style controls, in it looking really, really fit. I hope that happens. That would, it'll be a nice Christmas present for me, is all I'm going to say, personally.
I tell you what I've just thought of. What if Oscar Isaac comes out as Solid Snake, or at least comes out to talk about the Metal Gear movie, and then does his Keanu Reeves moment and does the one more thing, and then
you're
it's the
filthy
Metal Gear Solid remake? That would be full on filth.
It would be.
Considering we have the Metal Gear Solid movie being confirmed for 2021, Oscar Isaac's going to be Solid Snake. You got I keep calling him Jordan Vogt Roberts. Jordan Vogt Roberts is going to be the director. It's moving along with a lot of pace, so why not throw a logo in? What's your next one?
Elden Ring, Scott. Elden Ring. We've not seen this game since E3 2019, which, you know, it was only a year ago, but in, you know, 2020 terms, it might as well have been a decade ago. We have not seen anything about this or an update or whatever in so, so long. And there's been rumors about this again all year. It was going to be at Microsoft's event. It was going to be at Sony's event. It was going to have its own event. We were going to see something. Now the rumors seem to point towards something happening tonight at the Game Awards. First, Jeff Grubb, who will come up a lot in this video, no doubt, said that it probably wasn't going to be there, but now he's kind of gone back on it and said that he feels good about seeing it. Phil Spencer very recently was talking about how he's actually been playing it and was saying that it's the most ambitious thing the studio has ever done, really looking forward to it and stuff like that. I think it would be weird if we went a whole year without anything. I don't know if we'll see gameplay. It might just be another teaser trailer, but I do think, I mean, it's the last chance to see Elden Ring this year. And after the, and now that Demon's Souls is out, I think it would be a good time to follow that up with the next big thing from software.
I'm thinking of, they always used to do the 2-year release cycle. Sekiro was last year, right?
Yes. Was it?
Yeah, because there was a leaked Walmart date for Elden Ring alongside a bunch of other games that did actually, like, have actually came out. And the initial date for Elden Ring was June this year. But that obviously didn't come true. But yeah, assumedly they've been working on this pretty hard, like, you know, alongside Sekiro. And then if they stick to their 2-year release schedule thing, which they've had for the last few years, whether it be a full on installment of a game or just a re release of something like the that other version of Dark Souls 2 that came out, something that lets them hit that 2-year window, it would kind of line up. Next one I've got down is Spyro 4, the next Spyro the Dragon. It always just made sense that the way Activision have been tackling their remake stuff is that they, you know, go all in on remaking one of the trilogies, make sure that's as good as it can be, and then take all those lessons learned and make the next proper installment. Crash 4 is one of the games of the year, to be honest.
It's absolutely
gorgeous. And so this comes from Crash 4. It's about Time's art book. Where if you zoom in on a particular piece of art for the level Food Run, you can see a Spyro 4 logo right at the bottom. And there's a quote from one of the art designers saying that they enjoyed putting the level together. They enjoyed all the different facets that go into jumping all over all these different food trucks alongside a tease for Spyro. So it seems like a pretty much a dead set. I mean, why wouldn't you at this point? Like, Spyro was received incredibly well, and he's just a lovely boy.
He's a nice little scamp, isn't he? I mean, like you said, you know, his remastered trilogy was just about as successful as Crash's. For me, I'm not looking forward to a Spyro 4 as much as I was to Crash 4, because Crash is my boy and I like that gameplay style a bit more. But if they get, you know, perhaps Vicarious Visions or Vinox or whoever, Toys for Bob or whoever, to, like, you know, really dive in to the Spyro lore, give it the proper sequel that it deserves, like Crash just got his, and balance that kind of nostalgia fan service with genuinely good gameplay. Like, of course I'm here for it. Like, those games look gorgeous, they play really well, and they transport me back to my... Yeah, they feel good to play, man. I feel like a kid again, playing them again, in the best possible way.
I've just thought two things. One, will they have more skateboarding segments? And two, will they have more of that penguin with the double cannons? Because I always loved that little penguin.
Yes.
I can't think of his name. But people, divisive thing. People hate that.
I love the skateboarding, man, in particular. Yeah. Like, that was my jam. Like, I went back to play Spyro 3 again. Mm-hmm. And that, again, my jam once more. Like, I don't know why people don't like that stuff.
I'm just thinking of stuff. Just, you know, I'm doing this. And I'm just thinking, why, because it's all Activision, why Spyro not in Tony Hawk's? If they do, why not, if you're going to do a new Spyro, and if skateboarding's anything, any part of Spyro 4, if that happens, and there's a skateboarding thing in Spyro 4, or if Spyro turns up in Tony Hawk's DLC, you heard it here first, putting it out there, doing
it. The Spyro Tony Hawk's crossover. Yeah. If you get a proper Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 6 with Spyro as the lead character, that's all I'm here for, man. Make it this kind of Activision nostalgia universe where you're getting all of these properties back and just smashing them all together. I feel like it makes sense to just get Crash and Spyro in the same game. That has been teased so heavily. Spyro showed up a bunch of times in Crash 4 itself. Like, it feels like it's going to happen. I was almost certain that Spyro was going to turn up when you were jumping through the alternate dimensions and that, man. Like, in the flesh. I thought it was going to happen. It didn't. I'd still take Spyro 4. You know, I'm not being entitled or whatever. I want to spread the love is all I
want to
do.
I want to spread the love. But, I'm looking forward to more Spyro stuff. I think, like I said, Crash 4 just turned out so well. I don't think the sales were, like, a fraction of what the NSYNC trilogy... the NSYNC trilogy did. But Crash 4 is easily one of the best Crash games ever made. So they're definitely doing everything right. What's your next rumour, sir?
Well, I've got something from the Disco Elysium franchise IP or whatever. Because
I forgot this was still coming.
I know. The official website, I think it was yesterday, was updated for the first time in a long time. With the message soon, which obviously implies something is coming soon. Do I know what it is, Scott Tilford? Absolutely not. It could be a sequel, it could be a prequel, but I want, personally and selfishly, I want it to be the console version because I've been looking forward to playing this game all year, literally every 2 weeks. I have this kind of Google search where I type in, is Disco Elysium coming to PlayStation 4 still? And no one knows what's going on. It was initially penciled in for sometime this year. That's obviously not happened yet, unless there's some kind of mad surprise December release. But I'm looking forward to this. And yes, I could play it on a laptop, but I don't want to. I don't want to do that. I don't like playing games on my laptop. It reminds me of work, and I want my work and leisure time to be separate. So I want to play it on
also
a console.
Everything breaks if you take a PC or Mac, in my case. Disco was like a lot of people's game of the year last year. It was always going to have a console release. I think it's just one of those things where, like you said, initially they sort of said, look, obviously the year that we've had, we're just going to delay it until we have a bit of a window, until we can figure out a way to actually keep working on the game as well as we need to. That game's been one of my most anticipated games of the year as well. I kind of just put it to the side because I just assumed that it just wasn't going to be this year. This year's sort of like a weird gap anyway. If they can bring that together and Disco just like shadow drops at the Game Awards, like, hey, by the way, it's available now. Like,
dude, it would make my Christmas.
Move over.
I would drop everything to play that. I'll have my Christmas break. I'll be seeing my parents and being ignoring them because I'll be playing Disco Elysium most likely.
I would look forward to it. The last one that I got down, which isn't anything specific, but it's worth pointing out, is just in regards to Xbox stuff. Xbox's own Aaron Greenberg got on Twitter and just said, look, you should dial your expectations way down. Yeah. But Imran Khan from Kind of Funny then said that, you know, obviously they're not going to have another console to show off. But he did follow up by saying, you know, there's not going to be anything on the scale of revealing a new console, but I definitely think people will be talking about what they show, assuming nothing has changed. So I guess if you go down that route, then, you know, we know that the likes of like Fable has been announced as doing the reboot. We know that Hellblade is still coming. Do you think they go anywhere near Halo Infinite at this point?
No, I think, you know, me and Benroy did the news on the 343 blog post that went up the other day. I think they said they'd have more to show at the beginning of 2021. I think the devs are actually going on holiday break, a well-deserved holiday break for a little bit. So I think you just leave that, let that simmer, come back in 2021. I think what they'll show off this time, Fable would be really cool to see, but maybe the new franchise, the new game from The Initiative, which is this quadruple A experience, apparently. That's rumored to be Perfect Dark, I think, which would be something. That'd be a thing to show.
I think it was Jason Schreier that just said, can we just keep adding A's until it's just like,
it's just a scream.
That's literally what Cyberpunk is right now, at least on PS4 and Xbox One. So the idea of a quadruple A game. But yeah, I think they'll have something to show because it's not like Sony aren't going to capitalize on this idea of this mass sort of exposure to, product advertisement. And when they missed out on E3, we haven't had the PlayStation experience because they were too busy with the PS5 launch and everything. So I'd imagine there'll be something from the Sony side, and I would also hope that on the Xbox side they have something to show as well.
Yeah. I have one more thing for you, Scott, before we go, and it's not the biggest thing, but a lot of people are looking forward to it. That's The Wolf Among Us 2. Like, this thing seems like a dead cert. There was a rumor going around on the Reddit games Gaming Leaks and Rumors, let me get that right, where they've been talking about The Wolf Among Us 2 for a few months now, but posted on there, posted an apparent screenshot that was teasing a winter 2021 release date. Apparently, we're going to get a new trailer at the Game Awards. I think this does make sense. Like, they've been talking about this all year since Telltale's IPs were essentially revived, and this is the first one that's going to be arriving, and I think it makes sense for them to show it off tonight.
Oh, man, I love The Wolf Among Us. Like, I love the Fable series as well, like the books, the comic books and everything. I would totally recommend, if you haven't played Wolf Among Us, go check that thing out. It's such a great, like, I was going to say a twisted, but like a more occasionally macabre take on fairy tales, the idea of all these different fairy tale characters being powered by how much we believe in them. And then this whole murder mystery detective thing they did for the game with Bigby Wolf being like the sort of lead detective and stuff. It's kind of low-key one of the best Telltale releases ever. It's just that I feel like it's always forever overshadowed by Walking Dead. But overall, it seems like it'll be a pretty cool show. I guess we'll know in like 12-ish hours, and we might do some sort of follow-up on it tomorrow, depending on what gets released. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Which games are you looking forward to the most? Are there any rumors or leaks that we missed? Just let us know what sort of general hype levels you're at. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.